She's a very likable person. Let me start there. Very articulate, and I could just tell right away we would get along, and that's you know, essential, I think, for both of us to be able to be good partners with each other and work well together. But she's also, I mean, she brings just everything that you would be looking for in a academic leader, a chancellor on the Urbana campus. She's a very distinguished researcher in her own right, a biologist, and she's had well over 200 articles published. She's had external research support for the research she does, I think, for 32 straight years, continuous years of funding for her research program. She's a member of the National Academies of Science, Institute of Medicine, if I remember right, a fellow of the American Association for the Advancement of Science. So she has been we're not hiring her as a researcher and a teacher, but if you're going to lead a major campus like our Urbana campus, having research and teaching credentials like she has gives her really a high degree of credibility with one of her most important constituencies, and that's the faculty, including the deans. But on top of all of that, she has been a very successful administrator. I mean, a dean, executive vice president and provost, and an interim president. And she's had all of this experience at major public universities, including the University of Washington in Seattle, which looks very, very much like them. It's very, very similar to our Urbana campus here. So she's got a proven record as a teacher and scholar and a very proven and very successful record as an administrator, and I think we're lucky to have her.